So let's review. The Gemara continues with the appropriate materials for tzitzis and cites a braisa. Sa'adim mitzitzis, linen garments. Beshami poitrin, besil mechayven. Beshami hold that they are exempt from tzitzis, while besil holds that they are obligated in tzitzis. Rashi explains, Beshami l'darshi smuchin l'shri klein betzitzis. According to Beshami, there's no special dispensation allowing shatnas, the forbidden mixture of wool and linen in tzitzis. Therefore, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis in a linen garment properly, since tchelis are woolen threads, and there would be shatnas, and so it is exempt. However, Beshil darshi smuchin, the inkamashim klein. Beshil hold that we expound the juxtaposition of the topics of klein and tzitzis in the following two psukim. Loisil b'shatnas tzemer pishtim yachtav, gedilim tasloch al arba kamvas kesuscha asher techasabo. To teach that shatnas is allowed for the sake of the mitzvah tzitzis. Therefore, one is permitted and indeed obligated to place woolen threads of tchelis on the linen garment. Therefore, Rashi points out, l'bishamai, also lasses lovin shal pishtim b'tchelis shal tzemer, b'talis shal tzemer, u'l'bisil mutter. According to Beshamai, it is also forbidden to use white linen threads on a woolen garment, but according to Beisil, it is permitted. The Braisa continues, Halocha k'divri Beisil. However, Reb Elazar ben Tzadik disagrees with Beisil, and he comments, Halikolamat tchelis b'Yerushalayim eina ela min hamatmiyin. Anyone who wears tchelis on a linen garment in Yerushalayim seems strange, because the accepted ruling in Yerushalayim was that klein betzitzis aser. However, Rebbe explained, Imkin lama asrua, l'fishein bikin. The Halocha actually follows Beisil. That klein metzitzis mutter mederaisa. However, the Rabban forbade wearing klein metzitzis in Yerushalayim because the people of Yerushalayim were not learned. And the Gemara suggests several possible concerns. Ein bekiyin lidrish smuchim. They didn't understand the drasha that permits wearing klein metzitzis. However, the Gemara asks, lidrish abapirka. We should educate them about it in the public lectures. Gzeir mishim kala ilam. We're concerned that they will confuse true tchelis with common indigo. However, the Gemara asks, v'liv dekua. We should conduct certain chemical tests and ascertain whether it is genuine tchelis. Gzeir mishum te'ima. We're concerned that the threads used to test the dyes, which are not valid, might be used for tzitzis. However, the Gemara asks, v'lichtava diski. We could spread the knowledge of this halacha. Therefore, the Gemara explains, shemeikra sadina b'tuch gimel v'yitfarena. We're concerned that the linen garment might tear within three etzbos of the corner. One might then sew it with white linen thread, leave some of the thread hanging as tzitzis, and merely add tchelis threads. Such threads are not valid because of the halacha, tasav lemon asli. The tzitzis must be made properly in the first place and not attached in a manner that does not fulfill the obligation and fixed afterwards. Therefore, the threads must be inserted for the sake of the mitzvah, but if they were there for some other reason, and then one wants to use them at tzitzis, they're not valid. The Gemara records, Shar Reb Zeru l'sadine, Reb Zeru untied the tzitzis from his linen wrap and added another reason. Gizeru namim shum kesus laila. We're concerned that he might wear it at night when he is exempt from tzitzis, and thereby transgress the prohibition of klein. The Gemara proceeds to discuss a garment made of two different materials. Rava says, He shall beged uknefel shall or chayeves. He shall or uknefel shall beged ptura. If the garment itself is made of cloth, but the corners are made of leather, the garment is obligated in tzitzis. But if the garment is made of leather and the corners are of cloth, it is exempt, because ikr beged beinon. The main part of the garment determines whether it is obligated, and only cloth is obligated, not leather. However, Rabbi Chai azal basa knaf. Rabbi Chai holds that the corner is the determining factor, and so the halacha is in the reverse. If the corner is cloth, it is obligated, and if the corner is leather, it is exempt. Another ruling from Rav in the name of Rav Huna, Hita labala sholish v'shlima la'arba psula. If one puts tzitzis into each corner of a three-corner garment, and then formed a fourth corner, the tzitzis are invalid, because the halacha of tasa v'leminasi. The tzitzis must be made properly in the first place, and not attached in a manner that does not fulfill the obligation and fixed only afterwards. Therefore, in this case, since the first three tzitzis were attached when the garment was not yet obligated in tzitzis because there were only three corners, they are invalid and must now be removed and reattached. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a ruling of Reb Zeira. Hita l'mutelis k'shera. If one attaches tzitzis to a garment that already has tzitzis and then removes the original tzitzis, it is valid. Even though the second set was initially attached unnecessarily and should not be valid because of tasav l'mutelis, the Gemara answers, Hashtu b'bal tosav koi maitzu l'hava. One transgresses bal tosav, adding components to a mitzvah if he wears the garment with eight sets of tzitzis. Therefore, the act of cutting off the first set of tzitzis is the act that validates the second set of tzitzis, not the original attaching it to the garment. However, the Gemara rejects this answer. Why do we assume that this person attached the additional threads intending to have extra sets? Perhaps he intended to use the new sets for the mitzvah and to nullify the first sets. And if so, attaching the second pair while they're unnecessary is valid, and it's not considered tasav lemon asi. Tchelis ein ba mishum klayim v'afila betalis ptura. One does not transgress the prohibition of klayim with tchelis threads, even in a garment that is exempt from tzitzis. At first, the Gemara explains the less bashira. This refers to a garment that is too small to be obligated in tzitzis. However, Braisa rules talisha akot miskasa by roisha berubay ba'agodlo yitzu by derech harai chayev betzitzis. A garment is obligated in tzitzis if it's large enough to cover most of a minor's body, and an adult is not embarrassed to wear it occasionally in public. However, enakot miskasa by roisha berubay ava b'shagodlo yitzu by the harai ptura. If it does not cover a minor, even if an adult would use it occasionally, it is exempt. Now, the Braisa concludes v'chein le'in yiklayim. And Rav Nachum Yitzchak explained v'chein le'in nisad metzitzis. The same applies regarding wearing tchelis in a linen garment. Here we see that if the garment is too small and is exempt from tzitzis, then one does transgress the prohibition of klayim. David the Gemara explains hita l'mutelis. It refers to a garment that already contains tzitzis. Even though it does not require the additional threads, one does not transgress klayim because, as Rashi explains, ki shari rachmon the klayim tzitzis l'garmi yishtaru. When the Torah allowed klayim in the garment with tzitzis, it did so without reservation.